I've openly said for the last few weeks, I want to add another centre-half, so that's something we're working on. I'd like to think there's definitely going to be an addition in that position, maybe one or two more elsewhere.
So it could be tight right down to the wire?
Yeah, it is. There's one I'm after. It's been a few weeks, something that we've been chipping away at, but if that doesn't happen, there's other options there to go elsewhere.
Of course, one of the oldest adages in football, isn't it, that it's important to try and add when things are going well, rather than resting on your laurels?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's obvious. It's the only position that we've not got massive cover for, and it's something that needs addressing, and it's something that will be addressed.
Of course, midweek, first actual setback of any sort, really, this season in terms of results, losing out in the penalty shootout. How have the lads reacted to that?
Yeah, look, it's disappointing. It's gone. We've put it to bed to say we'll look back at it, and we've got to get ourselves ready now for Blackpool.
And Blackpool have had an interesting start to the season. Their manager moved on after one game. I know the caretaker would like to take it on permanently, but they've got some talent around.
Yeah, look, they've added well over the course of the close season, and as you said, there's been a lot of changes there going on the last few weeks, and it'll be a difficult game for us. But as I said, we'll be looking for a reaction from what happened on Tuesday night.
And home performances have generally been good in terms of creating goals. It was the same again in midweek. What has enabled you to get so much on the front foot in home games?
The lads have been brave. They want to go and play, and as we've openly said to them, go and express yourself in the right area and give the lads the due. They've been creative and they've created opportunities. We'd like to take a few more, but you don't always get what you want.
And once you've got a home crowd on side, it means that they're up for it at the start of games now. There's a difference to that atmosphere, which is a real positive for the team, isn't it?
Yeah, as you said, look, I think the fans have bought into fully what the team's about. And as I said, it's always been about giving the town and the football club united together and giving the fans a team to get behind. And we've done that early on, and long may it continue.
Among the positives in midweek was Josh Gordon getting his first goal. As a manager, you look at your three main strikers and see they've all opened their account for the season. That's kind of significant at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, look, as you said, it's Josh's came in. You had to be a little bit patient. Morgs and Cookie have done really well. And I just felt it was the right time just to give Morgs a little bit of a break and then put Josh in there and show what he can do. And he acquitted himself really well.
Mentioned Andy Cook, he's had a bit of an issue with the penalty so far, played him in off the rebound. Has it led to a bit of a rethink? Because I know there's been a little bit of, if you win a penalty, you take it, that sort of thing. Have you thought it through?
Yeah, look, it's I think Cookie may even say himself, even though he's a goal scorer and he's a centre-forward, it's one of those. He's hit the target, the keeper's gone the right way, so you give the keeper his due, he saved his penalty. But the two main ones, he's followed in, and he's helped play the part in getting us the points in the league. And disappointed about it the other night, but it's something we'll put behind us.
And it was really valuable in midweek to get the game time for the likes of Kane and Liam as well, because you're going to need that full squad going forward.
Yeah, look, it's been used to give lads top up on minutes, as you said, Kane and Kins, who have both been outstanding, and as over the next few weeks the other cup competition comes into play, and it's games that we can add to them. But as I said, it keeps the lads fresh, and when they're needed they can go straight in.
Yeah, because you got the chequered trade on Tuesday, so will you rotate as much as you're allowed to within the rules?
Yeah, within the rules, as you said, it's a lot of stipulations, and there'll be things I need to look at, and that'll look again, minutes again.